Today we celebrate the baptism of Christ, and I am wondering if we might be reflecting upon our own baptisms. I know I can still remember mine quite vividly because I was baptized in the Baptist church, which meant total submersion. Now, just that alone brings about many thoughts and fears and emotions. And so this morning I wonder if your baptism evokes something similar, especially as we hear from Mark's gospel. Just know that there is no judgment this morning, but just an invitation to join me as we return to those memories now. Our baptismal memory should remind us of the moment in which we became new creations, the moment the Spirit hovered over us, the moment daylight broke through darkness and ushered in new life through Christ Jesus. And as we ponder our baptism, we have a reminder today to reflect upon, how we are living out and within our covenant. Perhaps for many of us, the question that may come to mind centers on how our lives are changing or have changed from the very day we were received and marked as Christ's own. And if you have not had a chance to think deeply about your baptism, if you have not had a chance to meditate and return to the waters, today might be just the time to do so. Quite often, we may feel that baptisms are just for infants or newcomers to the church. Although we are baptized only once, baptism should not be a one-time event in our lives, because our baptismal waters should still be real and life-changing each day. Each day offers us a new vision, a new way in which to begin again. More importantly, on the feast of the baptism of Jesus, we are reminded that this is the day in which God's love and acceptance was revealed. It is the day in which God revealed to us that our lives matter today and always. It's interesting to me that Mark places the baptism of Jesus at the very beginning of his gospel, as it is Jesus' first appearance as he traveled from Nazareth and was baptized by John. Mark describes this scene for us as Jesus rising from the waters and the heavens being torn and the Spirit descending. It is in Mark where we find a voice from heaven declaring Jesus as God's beloved Son. And believe it or not, this is the very way in which we each were baptized and the same waters in which we are invited to return to over and over again. For remembrance, for regeneration, for restoration. A return to the waters of our baptism returns us to the truth of our lives, even when we are aware that quite often we have acted contrary to God's calling. A return to the waters reminds us of the time when God's truth may not have been present in the world. A return to the waters washes away our untruth about ourselves and one another. It drowns out our indifferences and renews and strengthens our hope. The baptismal waters clear our vision so that we might see each other and ourselves in new light. The waters do not necessarily make our journey lighter, but continuously reveal our common lives together as holy and sacred. The waters redirect our paths and allow us to start over again and again, and through each trial, tribulation, and loss, we are invited to immerse ourselves deeply into the waters of our baptism. Quite simply, the baptismal waters invite us to ask ourselves, into what were we baptized? Today, we each are offered invitations to return to our baptismal waters. It is the gift which truly keeps on giving. Our baptismal waters may not undo the past or change all of the world's circumstances, but they can still change us. They still return us to that first day, the day in which we became a new creation and the day the Spirit of God surrounded us. First days are always days of creation and new life, and they seem to be very popular in the scriptures. Further in the Gospel of Mark, it was on the first day of the week in which Mary Magdalene saw that the stone was rolled away from the tomb and proclaimed, "He is risen." It was on the first day when God saw that light was good for creation. It was the first day when the Spirit of God swept over the waters of the earth. And it was on the first day of the week when the disciples, in fear of the Jews, hid, and Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." We too probably understand first day events from our own lives as maybe the first day of married life, the first day of parenthood, the first day we received a much prayed about vocation or job, the first day we accepted Christ into our lives. Each time we return to the baptismal waters, we return to that first day, and we are reminded that creation and baptism cannot be separated. They are intimately connected and mirror one another. They are God's offerings to humanity. St. Paul's question from our Acts reading today implores us, into what then were we baptized? Now, this question causes me to immediately pause, and I don't know about you, but it's a little bit intimidating. But it also allows for a time of reflection. It helps me to remember my baptism, and that it reveals that God sees and knows us, that our lives matter, and that we are constant works in progress. And I hope that this is what we each feel, especially on the feast of the baptism of Jesus, because this is the very same type of baptism in which you and I were baptized into, and these are the very waters to which we can return again and again. To return to the waters, return us to the truth God knows about us, even when we do not know or believe that truth. Even when we cannot see it in the world around us, and even when we have acted contrary to that truth. The power of our baptismal waters is that they drown the other voices that speak untruth about us and about each other. They wash away our forgetfulness and our indifferences. They cleanse our vision that we might see each other in the light of the first day. And so I ask, what would it take for us to return to the waters of our baptism? What voices need to be drowned? What parts of our lives need to hear God's truth about us? I again invite us to look at our lives, our relationships, the events of our world, and ask ourselves again and again, into what then were we baptized? And when we have the answer, when we have returned to the first day of our baptism, may we each choose different words to speak. May we each choose to act in a different way. May we choose to handle relationships better. And may we remember that first day wishing is not really about turning back time. It is about becoming a new being. It is about returning to the waters of Jesus' baptism and expecting God to show up in meaningful ways in our lives. And it takes a great deal of courage to acknowledge our shortcomings, which often cause harm not just to us, but also to the body of Christ. This type of spiritual work cannot be accomplished alone. But it can be accomplished through God and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes in life we give up and give in too quickly because we feel there is no way out, or we become comfortable in our unhealthy habits and behaviors. While I am certain that we each long for the spiritual discipline to change, we need not worry or fear because God is able to direct our paths. And while change may be difficult for us alone, with God, nothing is impossible. In such a time as this, may we reflect and return to the foot of the cross for forgiveness, for strength, for change. Whatever our lives have been, the baptismal waters always await us as we continue to claim our identity in Christ as beloved daughters and sons. Each time we return to our baptismal waters, God again reveals himself in humanity, and each time we return to the waters, we return to that first day of light, love, and the hope and promise of all that might be. Today, may we dive deeply into the waters. May we dive deeply into the mercy of God. May we drench ourselves with the waters of God's love and forgiveness. May we drift into the stillness of God's peace. It is here where we will find the waters of new birth. It is here where life-changing work is accomplished. May we each immerse ourselves deeply. Amen.